So, Brian, from what you just said about social media, that it's just about being social,
The clue's in the tin.
Exactly, yes, kind of the name is this. It's using media and being social. That sounds like an overwhelmingly positive thing. What do you think is the big reason why people don't get involved, don't experiment?
A big reason, I think, is fear. That it, I mean, I think the things are different, though. In this intergenerational working that we're doing, I think the factors are different for the younger people and the older people.
Yeah.
If we start with the older people, if they don't have... And many... Again, there's an age thing happening as well. The sort of 60 to 70-ish people who've retired not very long ago may have experience with keyboards and computers and things. Mm. And they're much more switched on, and there's less of a barrier. But older people than that, people in their 70s and 80s, find the whole complexity of having to deal with the, if it's a laptop or even a phone or a camera, and trying to make it all together. It's sort of, I don't know, it's like seeing a very complicated recipe for the first time when you're cooking something and thinking, "Whoa!" You know, making a Madhu Jaffrey curry recipe.
Which I found, yeah, because that was certainly my experience as well. And it was immensely frustrating, because as soon as you actually sit down with one of them, and I had this wonderful experience. There were pictures and the story of this. I think there's a couple of Audioboo posts as well of me talking to a woman called Joan. I mentioned her just now. And she's 90, and we went in to see her. And at the beginning of the conversation, she was saying, "Oh, I'm kind of interested in it, but I don't think it's really for me." That because most kind of modern technology stuff is marketed fairly clumsily at kids, actually. It's sort of, this will help you do games and talk to your friends on Facebook.
Mm.
But actually that enormous bit of the sort of the people who can use social technology of any kind, because they have mobility issues, because they have family elsewhere, they kind of get ignored. And she was clearly in that camp. But as soon as I sat down with her and showed her first a laptop, and kind of we looked at that, and she was okay. She could type a bit, but it felt a bit clumsy. But then when I showed her an iPad, and we looked at kind of how you can get pictures of your kids up on there, and we did a Flickr search for a couple of things that she was interested in, and then we played Angry Birds, and she realised that, you know, the sort of that multi-use kind of aspect on it, that just having the chance to have a play, a lot of those, you know, relatively unfounded assumptions that she'd made about it, but that were, you know, had been reinforced by the way that technology had been presented to her, that a lot of those seemed to fall away. So I think that alongside your point about fear is one of the sense that it's irrelevant.
Yeah.
Because we certainly have people, I mean, when I'm up in Scotland, that one of the things that has happened up there a couple of times is people have gone, "Oh, this sounds really interesting," and then I've pulled my iPod Touch out and said, "Great, let's have a chat, we'll record it." And they go, oh, can't do that. Because there's this assumption that as soon as you do that, you're being interviewed by a journalist. And journalists are there to try and stitch you up. And people suddenly become very conscious about the whole idea of performing, of being on show.
Yeah.
And that fear kicks in. So it seems to me that those would be the two big ones. One big one is fear, and the other is, it's not for me. It's not meant for me.
And then the other thing, too, is there's a sort of feeling among some of the people that we've worked with that the internet is somehow a bad thing, capital B, capital T. Yeah. And that's not true of younger people that we've been working with. But there's sort of a, you know, that it's a dangerous place,
yeah,
the internet, and you don't want your content up there uncontrolled. And that's a barrier, certainly for the older people that we work with. I think some of them have felt that really strongly, haven't they?
Who's going to be looking at
it? Who's going to be looking at it? And when you say, well, anybody can look at it, anybody who's on the internet can look at it, if that's what you want to happen, because of course you can close it and all those kinds of things. That's kind of quite a scary thing.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. So fear.
So there's a kind of
operational privacy.
Yeah, there's a kind of operational fear, which is about making the kit work. There's the sort of, you know, fear of something really new and who sees it and, you know, where does it go? And then there's a sort of relevance, isn't there? That it's not relevant
yeah.
to me.
Yeah. Yep.